KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two women are being treated for injuries after a crane truck crashed into a house in Verulam, north of Durban. The heavy-duty vehicle is said to have rolled across the road and smashed into the home on Inca Drive in Everest Heights a short while ago. Reaction Unit South Africa says emergency services found the two women trapped under debris. RUSA's Prem Balram says a 65-year-old woman suffered a head injury while her helper sustained a foot injury.
They were stabilized on scene. The house was extensively damaged, and when the driver was interviewed, he informed officers that he had parked the vehicle at a cell phone tower. It then rolled onto the home and damaged the property extensively.
Residents of Lower Ilovo and surrounding areas have gathered at the Amanzi Mdodi Civic Centre, where eThekwini Deputy Mayor Sandile Myeni is due to address them about the construction of a new homeless shelter. The city says the 400-bed Sakitemba home will provide services including drug rehabilitation, skills development and reunification. But residents of Lower Ilovo are saying the proposed new site isn't right either, as it's near a school and in a flood-prone area. Tami Soni, who says he's lived there for 46 years, feels the city is using the area as a dumping ground.
We don't feel comfortable. In fact, we are scared because of something that's going to happen. Imagine if we had a problem with 45 of them. Now they are saying about 400 to 1,200, of which you're not even sure. They're not even sure because they don't have a specific number for the people they're bringing it in there. And yet they don't giving us a full explanation what they are building there. Because they even mentioned that those people are drug addicts or rehabilitation center.
Eastern Cape Premier Oscar Mabuyane has outlined recovery plans from this week's flood devastation. Nearly 80 people have died and hundreds have been displaced. Speaking to SABC News earlier, Mabuyane lamented the lack of adequate funding from the national government for previous disasters. He says they first need to repair homes that have not been badly damaged.
The short to medium is the question of relocation of those people who are in the temporal shelters. And then medium to long term is how are you dealing with the issue of those who are building below the flood line.
And an Italian teenager dubbed God's Influencer will be made a saint later this year. The original ceremony for Carlo Acutis' canonization was due to take place in April, but was delayed by Pope Francis's death. Acutis died of leukemia in 2006 at the age of 15. Nicknamed the Cyber Apostle, the teenager used his computer skills to spread the Catholic faith online, notably creating a digital exhibition on miracles. The Vatican says Pope Leo XIV has rescheduled the ceremony to September the 7th. The Pope will raise seven others to sainthood in October. The top story, two women are being treated for injuries after a crane truck crashed into a house in Verulam, north of Durban. Find more news updates at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.